Wiggins drives and finishes! Exclamation point from Andrew Wiggins! Golden State Warriors are one win away from getting back on that championship throne. Boston's going to have another one of those vaunted comebacks. We've seen so much from them throughout these playoffs.
Ugh. Now we go to Game 6, and it's win or go home. That is the task facing the Celtics as they prepare to defend their home court in Boston tonight. Here with us, NBC Sports Celtics sideline reporter Abby Chin. Abby, forgive me for my exasperation. Welcome to the show.
Oh, no forgiveness needed. I absolutely feel the same way.
Were you like watching between your fingers or holding your head in your hands? I suppose you were working, but on Wednesday night?
I was in the building, and I have a tendency to just kind of sit back and cross my arms out of frustration. I also do a walk-off interview only if the Celtics win. So that really affects where I am in those moments. And I was up high in the stands in the media section at that point. Very, very disappointed.
And by the way, I said Wednesday night, wrong night, but they all blend together in this long playoff. And I want to talk about that. So, okay, it's win or go home or stay home, I guess. Tonight it comes down to 6 and 7. Is this great? Is it terrible? I mean, as a sports reporter, great for the sport, awful for fans, bit of both?
Right. I think it's all about your perspective. It certainly is stressful, I would say, for everyone involved, because it does affect me if I need to make another flight across the country. I haven't booked anything. I would have to leave tomorrow if the Celtics do get the win, but I don't want to jinx anything either. So there is a little bit of a fan aspect in there. But it's fun. And the reality is the Celtics have been in this position 3 times already this season. There was a game 6 against Milwaukee in Milwaukee when the Celtics, that whole day, I felt sick to my stomach, and I was sure the season was going to end. And then Jason Tatum came through, scored 43 points, and put on his best postseason performance of his career. And then the Celtics have also won 2 game 7s, 1 at home and then 1 in Miami in the Eastern Conference Finals. So I don't have reason to doubt them yet. But yes, these days are long, especially with the 9 o'clock starts, and there's just so much time to sit and think and wonder.
And worry. You know, you just kind of put your finger on part of it, which is the good news and the bad news is that this is a team that does great when their back's against the wall. They're down 3-2. The bad news being they have to get to where their back's against the wall. The good news is they perform well when they do. What do you expect to see tonight?
I am expecting more of that. This team yesterday at practice, there were smiles. Marcus Smart was dancing. Everyone was keeping things light. So despite the fact that they are on the NBA's biggest stage facing, as you have said, a do or die situation, they seem happy and are trying to find joy in these moments and in this journey. So I can only take that as a good sign that they're not letting the pressure get to them. And you hope. I spoke with Al Horford one-on-one and asked him what his message will be as the leader on this team. And he said, I just want them to go out and have fun. This is something we may never get to experience again. And so I feel like if they can embrace that and maybe not think so much, that things will turn out their way, they will at least give themselves a chance.
So Al Horford is a senior member of the team. We've got a lot of young players here. Much is being made of that. Game 5 turnovers were a huge issue. Is that because of lack of experience? Is it fatigue? Did they just play sloppy? What's your take? And what does it take not to do that again?
I do feel like it's a combination of all of those things. If head coach Ime Udoka is going to admit to fatigue, I feel like he's been very honest with us all season long, and he wouldn't bring it up if it wasn't a thing. He also is not one to make excuses, and neither are any of the players. And so the start that the Celtics got off to in game 5 in San Francisco is inexcusable. And they all know that. And there really is no explanation for it. And I think that's what was so frustrating about that game and the end of game 4 is that you really felt like this team was reverting back to their bad habits. And to me, you're right. That is where their youth and their inexperience comes into play, where you see those flashes. It's just a little frustrating because you felt like they had moved past that. And especially you hoped that they could learn from their previous experiences of not closing out Miami in game 6 or not taking games seriously. So like you said, it has been the personality of this team. They like to do things the hard way, and they really have so far come through when their backs are against the wall.
So we reached out to members of our texting group, which you can join by texting the word Boston to 617-766-0382. That's Boston to 617-766-0382. And we asked listeners what it would mean to them to see a Game 6 victory. And I want to give you, this is a little bit long, but we heard from Tahir in Alston. I'm 50 years old, been a Celtics fan for 41 years. The great thing about winning a championship is that it stays with the person forever. I remember 1981, 84, 86, like it was yesterday. On bad days, can remember the championship teams and life is good again. A few weeks before the playoffs, I had a beautiful surprise. Grant Williams and Aaron Nesmith were in Roxbury, and I met them on the street, chatted with them for 5 minutes. Told them how much they mean to me, and we expect nothing short of a championship. They agreed. They were so nice, Southern gentlemen. I was a 9-year-old kid again. At the end of the day, it's sports, it's basketball, it's joy and fun. Win or lose tonight, can we feel great about this team and this season?
I hope so. I mean, unfortunately, this is Boston, and you play for championships, right? So I feel like things have in the social media sphere and with some fans, things have gotten pretty negative pretty quickly. But when you are able to take a step back, as your listener was, and look at the bigger picture, I mean, this season, the fact that the Celtics are in a game six of the NBA Finals, and you look at Jason Tatum, who's just 24 years old, Jaylen Brown, who's just 25 years old, this could be the beginning of something great for the Celtics. And so To me, it feels like they are a little bit ahead of schedule. This finals run has just been the icing on top of a cake that this season became once the Celtics started to turn things around in January. Really, everyone bought in, got on the same page, and were following their coach in Ime Udoka in his first season. So I think there is a lot of joy to be found in this season, and I hope that fans are able to find that if they do lose today. But I do want to say Grant Williams and Aaron Nesmith, wonderful guys. And they do that often. They are often out in the community. It is not broadcast. There's not a lot of media attention to it. But those two young guys, they really enjoy doing things for others, but also just getting out there and being around people who really appreciate the sport and the Celtics.
All right. In a word, are they going to win tonight?
Yes.
All right, Abby Chin, NBC Sports Celtics sideline reporter. Abby, that was fun. Thanks for joining us.